Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we're going to demonstrate how to use shared access signature to lock down blobs and containers on Azure. And so this is basically culled directly from two articles. You'll see the URL for both of these. And you can read through and get some a better understanding of how the shared access signature works. I think you'll get a general sense of how it works as you watch the example that I'm about to demonstrate, but then you can get more background information by reading these articles. But in a nutshell, what we can do is create our blobs and our containers in such a way that they can only be accessed when using a special URL, a URL that's been generated at the time when those folders, or rather those containers and blobs, were actually created, giving permissions to some user outside of your organization that they can perform these tasks for a limited period of time. And I gave some scenarios of why you might want to do this a couple of modules ago. But at any rate, let's talk through how this actually works. So I have, and I pulled these examples almost directly from the articles that I just demonstrated. I made some small changes here and there to make things a little bit more obvious, at least in my mind. And hopefully by walking through this and having that background material, you'll have enough to get started if you want to implement this yourself. Okay, so we have a solution with two projects. There is a the client application, which is actually going to go out and try to do things like get a list of blobs in a container, write a blob to a container, read a blob from a container, and things of that nature. So we're going to provide hyperlinks for all of these scenarios. Here I want to grab a get access to a container, and here I need to get access to that same container, but I plan eventually to use a with an access policy, and let me explain that in just a moment. The same thing is true with this text message. I'm sorry, this text file and this text file. I'd like to be able to write them and read them into the given container. However, when we run the application the first time, we're gonna get a bunch of error messages. In fact, none of these operations actually work because both the container that we're referencing and all the files that we're referencing have restricted permissions on them. We're not using the correct URL. When those containers were created, they were created using a shared access signature, and some of them were created a shared access signature with a policy. So what's the difference between just a shared access signature and a shared access signature with a policy? When you use the policy, you can also say, not only does this link expire in a certain amount of time to perform a given operation, but you can add the policy which says, I'm going to allow you to read or write or list or delete, or I'm going to give you no permissions whatsoever. And so let's take a look then at this first project, which is will actually generate these four hyperlinks that we'll come back to and we'll use to demonstrate a working scenario. So let's go ahead and right click this, and I'm going to select set a startup project. And we'll take a look at the program.cs, and here what happens is, you can see at the very top, what we're going to do is generate shared access signature URIs for all four of those situations. Here we're going to generate one for the container and the blob, but here we're going to create a policy and then create new shared access signature URIs for the container and the blob. Now, this is really the key here for the policy part. We're going to call this helper method create shared access policy, and let's go to definition there. And you can see that I have this important call out that says, here are the permissions that we're going to allow on the container and or the blob as we apply this policy. We're going to allow read, write, and list. This enumeration also has some other options like delete and none, which are not applied now, but I'll show you the scenario. We'll come back and we'll add a permission and then regenerate it all. All right, so again, the purpose of this is to create those shared access signatures for those resources. So I'm going to go ahead and run the application, and you're going to see it generate four hyperlinks for us with labels. The container for just a shared access signature URI, and for the container in the blob, and then also for the container in the blob with an access policy. So we have those URLs. They're going to be hard to copy off from here in a console window. So some of the code here that I added, it will just write these to a simple file called sasinfo.txt. And so if you look in this project folder on your hard drive in the bin directory, debug directory, there should be a sasinfo.txt. And this is exactly what we just saw in our console window a moment ago. So now what I would need to do is take this whole, and there's four hyperlinks as you can see. So I'm going to copy this first one, and I'm going to go over here to the client. I'm going to say, instead of using that URL, use this new URL, and that should get you a little bit further than previously. So I'm going to take a moment here, and I'm going to repeat this step a couple of times. Let's copy this one. All right, now let's take a look at these two helper methods that will actually attempt to perform some operations on containers and blobs. So this first two operations, we're going to test out the container. And we're going to test out the container using the shared access signature and the shared access signature with the policy. And we're simply going to attempt to write a file to that container, and then we're going to attempt to get a list of files in that container, and we'll either be successful or unsuccessful depending on whether we're using the right hyperlink or not. Furthermore, we're going to do the same sort of thing with testing out the blobs. We're going to try to, first of all, write a blob or to a blob. We're going to attempt to read the blob, and then we'll attempt to delete the blob using both just a shared access signature and then the shared access signature with the policy. So let's run the application now, and we'll get different results this time. Let's change this to the client. Right click, select set a startup project, and then rerun the application. That should work a little bit better. Okay, let's go to the top here. All right, so you can see this time the write and the list operation succeeded for just the shared access signature as well as the shared access signature with the policy. Both the write and the list operations performed as we would expect. In the second scenario with the blobs, the write and the read succeeded, but the delete failed. And the same is true for that second set of operations. The write and the read succeeded, but the delete failed. Okay, so now let's do this. Let's change around the permissions a little bit and then see if we can get the delete to work and the restrict list just for fun to see if we can make this happen. So what I'm going to do is remove list and I'm going to add delete like so. And so that should affect both of our tests. Now I'm going to need to rerun and get new hyperlinks for these SASs and SASs with policies. Keep stumbling over that word. So let's set that as a startup project one more time. Let's generate a new set of URLs. Let's get rid of the old one. And let's get back and open up the new one. Shut that down. Let's look at this again. And so now we have a new set. I'm going to go ahead and copy these off one more time and put these into our client. So I'll do the rest of these off camera so I'm not wasting your time. But I'm just copying and pasting just like before. And I'm going to set the client as a startup project, and then let's run it again. Okay, so this time around, without the policy, we're able to do the list operation on the container, but with the policy, we eliminated listing as one of the available features with using this hyperlink, and so you can see that the remote server returned an error whenever trying to list. Furthermore, when we go to the blobs themselves, the write and the read succeeded on the shared access signature without policy, but the delete failed, which by default it should not succeed because that's by default it shouldn't succeed. But then the write and the read and the delete succeeded because we added that to the shared access signature policy whenever we generated the new hyperlinks. Okay, hopefully that all makes sense. But that's how you can manipulate the shared access signature using policy to shut down and restrict certain features and functions. And let's go ahead and just refresh this. There should be two files left. There was a third file that was generated, but it was automatically deleted right away in that scenario. The file that we were going to create was sasblobpolicy.txt, but again, since we were successfully able to delete it, it's no longer in the blob. But you can open these up and look and see what it says. You know, it's nothing all that exciting. This blob was created with a shared access signature granting write permissions to the blob, and so on. All right, so I know that you're not going to just come away as an expert using shared access signatures from just this video, but hopefully this working code example will help you understand how these work and how you can apply them to your own situation. So hope that helps. And now let's move on and talk about moving away from Azure Storage Services and onto Azure SQL. We'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you.